I got a Julius Randle jersey from the Philippines. Don't know when it's going to arrive.
Dude, they only make a few of those.
Yeah. I popped a Delta 8 and ordered it off eBay and didn't pay attention. I was like, oh, $35, hell yeah. And then didn't pay attention to like,
shipping's
oh, shit.
Like 35.
Well, the arrival time is like May 10th to August 15th.
Like, that thing's going to be stuck on a barge for like a good 8 months.
He's like, he might not be on the team by the time it arrives. So.
Have you ever been to a volcano? When it was erupting?
You're now listening to Super Hoopers.
They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
It's pretty. It's so pretty.
We just want a fucking wall.
That's what you say, bro.
Well, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about
Super Hoopers.
That's terrible.
I can never remember how it starts. Welcome to another edition of... No, wait. That's the Super Flight. Welcome to another episode of Super Hoopers. No? How's it go? Remind me. Come
God,
on.
God, Joe.
I listen
an
to the show every week.
Inconsequential discussion of the week's NBA news.
Welcome to Super Hoopers, an inconsequential discussion of the week's NBA news. I am not your host. I am Matt Hill. With me, as always, Dave Feudernick, John Hill. The host to this week. This week, we had to bring in... the crossbow, not the big guns, but you know, the squirt guns. We had to bring in Joe Borelli to host. Joe Borelli.
Get her fabled.
Get her fabled. Wow.
Already, Matt and Dave win on the what happens first. Wait a minute, Matt, are your in-laws, have they moved in yet?
Oh, dude, it was touch and go. It was touch and go. The place, my wife found him a place. It fell through, all right? Then there was a big discussion because we couldn't find him a place. You know, it's actually turns out it's really hard to find people with no income and no credit history, a place in Los Angeles. You know, and so Ozzy's freaking out, and I said, "Why don't we just move him into the new place? While the new place gets redone, we'll live somewhere else." And then she's like, "We can't do that. Once they're in the new place, they're never going to leave." That's why I was advocating for, because I don't want to extend at the old place, pay another $1,500 to extend for another 2 weeks at the old place. So. It was close. But it turns out the in-laws actually got the place. The person had just forgot to push send on the email, and it was in the draft. It was in the drafts folder.
Oh, so. We were so close. Oh. Okay, you guys get a point.
So
Borelli.
So close.
Borelli is hosting the pod. First point of the new
season. Thank you, Borelli. Thank you, Borelli.
Wait, who voted for me? I can't remember how this worked. But I was like, why would you idiots vote against yourself? You have complete control of whether, like Dave mentioned... You have total control of me.
If Borelli does such a terrible job hosting, does it count as hosting? I mean, because the text thread preparing for this podcast was interesting.
To be fair, you've talked more than he has so far, and you did the introduction, so we don't even know.
Wow. Like,
we could kick him out of the Zoom right now.
It's fair. It's true.
Yeah. We might just kick him out of the Zoom. The text thread basically, hey, Borelli, you want to host? You got to come up with all the topics. Then, 30 minutes before this podcast, I got nothing from Borelli. So,
I know. I'm the worst. Like every important moment in my life, I fail to show up. Sorry.
Were you at the wedding, Joe?
Not that Sam Ash checkout. Not that Sam Ash checkout line, though. You deliver with them pedals.
Hell yeah. Online only, baby. Sweetwater. Yeah, Sweetwater.com. Sweetwater. For the people who don't know.
Use promo code Hoopers.
Yes. Shit, you should wish.
Need to get you flagged.
Honest question, Joe. Honest question.
Yes.
You used to host a podcast called The Super Flight, okay? What is there more of? Super Flight episodes or guitars in your house?
I was over 100 Super Flight episodes, so I'm going to have to
go guitars. So guitars.
I have my guitars. Easy.
Easy one.
Guitars plus pedals. Right? I mean, you showed us your wall.
See, that's a lot closer.
At least five guitars on that wall.
All right, hold on. There's, look, oh my there's gosh, the pedal boards.
Wow. You know this is a podcast.
Joe's not wearing pants. I don't know why he just showed us a picture of his wiener.
Is Hoarder still a show? Because I feel like we need to call the producers.
Yes.
Hoarder's music edition. I use all those pants for a guitar, so yeah.
Go ahead, Matt. Yes. I'm relinquishing my hosting duties. I'm just going to add color commentary. I'm the worst.
Do you really have nothing, Joe? You don't have any.
I really have nothing. I figured I'm just gonna. So you wanted to talk about. You wanted to talk about the playing game.
The game's back.
If Joe Matt's in-laws can move in anytime now.
I can't even tell you about my week. It's been awful. It's been an awful week.
We could have guessed.
Yeah, I'm just
just take the just field. Look at me. Take the look field at me. On that. Take just the, take the field on that one. That's easy money. That's called chalk.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, snake eyes.
Well, it didn't help that every time I sent something, I was like, oh, what about this? And then Matt's like, no, that's terrible. I was like, what about this? He's like, are you just ripping everybody off? I'm like, fuck it, I'm done. Like, I can't think of anything.
Hey, Joe, how about this LeBron? Have you seen this guy?
No, who is he? I've never heard of him.
See what this guy's up to?
Brelli, your yes. ideas were who he played.
No, don't say it. Don't say it out loud. It's terrible. Nobody needs to know. Nobody needs to know. Just let it go. Let it ride, man. Let it ride. Don't embarrass me.
Let's bring up the text there. Let's just go through. Let's just go through Brelli's ideas. Okay.
I didn't know I was going to get roasted like this. Jesus Christ.
How did
this is just fucking embarrassing.
When did you come on this podcast and not gotten roasted?
Well, I mean, but it's a different kind of roasting. It's more like, you know, you're not just straight up embarrassing me with my own stuff.
That's like going to a swingers parties and be like, whoa, whoa, you guys are going to fuck my wife?
Damn. Shit, John.
Okay. All right, here we go. This is Borelli hosting the pod via text thread.
Any of these things you want to talk about, let's just go for it.
First topic. You guys do the awards yet? First topic, awards. Okay. NBA awards. MVP, Jokic. Yeah, everyone knows. No shit. Great. Sixth man. It's going to be Jordan Clarkson or Joe Ingles from the Jazz. Nobody cares. The Jazz suck. Who cares? They're boring. Rookie of the Year, LaMelo Ball, of course. Okay. Most Improved, dumb award. Get it out of here. Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert. All right. Do we miss any awards?
No, why Gobert? I hate the... listen, just going to stop you right there. Don't get me started. It should be Ben Simmons. John, back me up on this.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Rudy Gobert, I don't know. I mean, I guess they're in... Well, no, both teams are in first place.
Yeah, I get the idea that the center is technically more impactful, the more impactful player on the court, and that's why they always get Defensive Player of the Year. But Simmons covers every position on the court. Granted, he doesn't do it well when he's guarding a center, but he still can guard 1 through 5. Gobert, he gets roasted every fucking time he has to like go out on the perimeter and guard a guard. He just gets blown by or they shoot over him, and it's just, well, I don't know if they shoot over him, but he gets blown by. And that's it. How is that the Defensive Player of the Year?
I agree. It should be Porzingis.
Jesus Christ.
The real Defensive Player of the Year should be COVID-19.
Oh.
Headlines. Was that a bit? Was that on the list? I wasn't sure. No, I'm trying to help Joe. Joe pitched old Super Hoopers bits. He pulled a Stephen A. Smith and just doing Super Hoopers bits.
Next Joe says, fuck it, I'm just gonna read Reddit headlines and get your takes.
You did do that before, didn't you?
That's Matt's hold.
I know. Then,
that's all Matt
I don't
does.
Even know. Don't
as soon
even
as I said it, I was like, wait a minute, this is what he does every single week. This is all the NBA he watches, so I'm gonna look at Reddit.
Next sentence. I don't even know what you're trying to say here. We can all it Reddit or dint. How's that sound?
That's the third Lagunitas hitting.
Matt, you're probably going to know all the stories. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Should we talk the big story? I mean, there are big stories this week. To me, there are big stories. So
Pacers?
We could talk the Pacers.
Oh, yeah, my boy Goga getting fined.
Oh, yeah.
The Pacers are in utter disarray. Apparently, they hate their coach, their new coach, Nate Bjorken.
Although they beat those bum-ass Hawks last night.
Ooh, love it.
Mm. Fuck that upside-down deadhead, Trae Young. Fuck him forever.
I hate him more and more every time I see him.
Oh, so do I.
He's so annoying to watch. I thought it was cool at first, but like, no.
No. Joyless. Joyless basketball.
Yeah. I don't think anybody likes playing with him either. That's the word.
Oh, yeah, why would you? Fired? You're just like watching him try to get fouled every possession.
Yeah. But he has to have the ball in his hands every single possession or he's worthless. He can't defend. And he's a joyless sack. Nah, fuck that guy.
And they lost to the Pacers last night somehow. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, Pacers in disarray.
Yeah, apparently the coach is like not very good with people. Like apparently he's like one of those people he's very good at networking and kind of like he was good in the interviews. But then when they hired him, he's just kind of a dick to everybody and micromanages all the assistant coaches. And the assistant coaches, one assistant coach just quit. Like he was like a longtime assistant who just quit in February, which is unheard of.
And TJ Warren opted for season-ending surgery, so he wouldn't have to play for him.
Now, TJ Warren, apparently, once the coach was hired, asked for a trade. Said, okay, I don't like that guy. I knew him in Phoenix. Trade me. And he also opted for, season-ending surgery. Now, he has TJ Warren, since the story came up, has been on Twitter saying, I don't want to be a part of your false narrative, which sounds like the weakest denial ever. I would wager that all this stuff is true. And they lost – the Pacers also lost Dan Burke to Philly before the season. Mm-hmm. So basically they hired this Nate Bjorken guy. You talk to the Indy fans, they are obsessed with this guy Dan Burke, who apparently did the Indy defense forever. And
Matt,
so,
you're doing the read the Reddit thing right now, aren't you?
I'm following your outline.
I'm following the outline you stole from
me. Sorry. Matt,
Matt, like you looked into this and like researched it and everything.
I did what a host does because we don't want to talk about India. So Indiana. So I read a couple articles about it and I'm summarizing the articles for our.
But you should read the rest of the text. You're the one that wanted to talk about Indiana. So that's you should be researching. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, okay. Well, sorry for being informed. I didn't know I was supposed to just come on here and talk about my guitar collection. So.
This is way.
Can we get through this so we don't have to talk about the Pacers for 15 minutes?
And then there was a fight on the bench, right? We saw that.
Yes.
Well, the assistant coach Greg Foster got mad at Goga Bitadze.
And the thing is, we actually have Goga on the line.
Oh,
right. Have Goga on the line. So Goga, are you there?
Goga here, making friend.
Oh, thank you, Goga. This is Super Hoopers, hosted by Joe Borelli this week. Sorry that we brought you on a subpar episode.
No problems, Super Hoopers. Always slam and jamming on me's.
Thanks, Goga. there was an incident on the bench the other day. It seemed like the coach had some words for you. Do you mind clarifying what happened?
Yeah. Incidentals, but... always breaking friendship and putting back friendship on skill.
There we go. All fixed.
Goga, any advice for people that find themselves in conflict like you did? Like maybe husbands and wives, husbands and in-laws, husbands and door frames, anything mitigation?
Maybe previous hosts and guest hosts.
Yeah,
anything? Absolutely. One ruling, always go sleeping, never saddling.
There it is. Never saddling before sleeping.
There it is.
Perfect. Okay. Wow. Perfect. Thank you, Goga. Thank you for joining us.
Expect an apology from me, Joe, for roasting
you.
Right before bed.
Keep Superings.
And where can we find you, Goga? Where can we find you online?
Goga _ Bitadze's.
There you have it. Goga official.
I don't know. There's another thing that I highlighted from the article. One league source compared the dynamic to Bjorken acting like a politician's chief of staff at points preventing other coaches and Toronto's players from holding conversations with Nick Nurse that did not go through Bjorken first. This is from his Toronto time. So basically he was like politicking in Toronto as well. I don't know. Do you guys have any reaction to this Indiana turmoil?
Is it possible? I hope it forces Malcolm Brogdon away from the team and into the Knicks' hands.
Hey, oh, there you go.
Headlines.
Is it possible they accidentally hired Ted Cruz and just got catfished?
This reminds me of what happens in Hollywood when like a show's like really good and they hire like the staff writers off that show to run other shows without like, you know, realizing that the staff writers basically, you know, don't have that much input or don't have that much effect on the actual quality. It could vary widely. Like you could be have a great show and have terrible staff writers or great staff writers. It's really the showrunner. And so it's just like, you know, Bjork can get all this shine because of Nick Nurse. You know, it's like, it seems like this guy is actually like terrible. I don't know. I would expect NBA teams to be a little better at this, like figuring out who's actually responsible for, you know, the success on the court beyond, you know, just saying, oh, that guy is friends with Nick Nurse.
But, yeah, it's like when you have a podcast and you let the host of another failed podcast host and they don't come prepared. And, you know, it's just kind of like there's no topics. There's no, like, and you're just reading headline, like Reddit bits, and you're asking people to do impressions just to fill time. Like, it's kind of like that. Like, you got to really be focused and ready. Yeah.
Listen, you guys don't realize how big of a solid I'm doing you right now. Like, if you have nothing, I brought myself on here so you would be able to roast me the entire time and just fill up space. So there you go. True. You're welcome. That's true. Is by design. I'm actually a genius. So
Muhammad Ali can't beat Joe Frazier without the punching bag first.
So. There you go. There you go. Oh my God.
All right.
We love you, Joe. We love you, Joe.
We love you. We love
this,
you.
This is going to be my favorite episode of all time.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So.
Long story short, maybe you should ask the players first before you hire a coach. I don't know.
They didn't do their due diligence. They didn't check with he was in Phoenix before he was with Nurse.
Well, the ownership liked him, right? And that was like basically that's like what got him the job. Like,
and he was like he was from Iowa or something. I think he was from Iowa, and like the GMs from Iowa, and they like knew each other from back in the day. Is this just some typical like? It's like how all hirings go bad. They don't do your you don't do your due diligence. Use nepotism instead of actually trying to find the best candidate.
In their defense,
and they didn't ask T.J. Warren too. They never talked to T.J. Warren, who had been coached by the team.
Been coached by right.
You know who would be a really good coach for Indiana?
Brad Stevens.
When I had sources saying Indiana University, I meant Indiana Pacers.
Never wrong.
Brad Stevens.
Never wrong.
To the Pacers. Mark it.
That makes sense.
It actually makes sense.
Hey, yeah. Trade him for Miles Turner straight up. They need a center.
They revisit the deal from last summer. Hey, remember when you went Miles Turner?
Yeah.
What about if you throw in your terrible coach? We'll take your terrible coach off your hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, if Bucks won't trade Giannis for Brad Stevens this offseason, you know.
Do
you guys want to talk about playing? The playing is way more exciting.
I don't know. On your text, you said, let's talk about Lakers falling apart.
All right, let's talk about
next. Next, you said, fuck, man, I give up. I got nothing.
Was that LeBron or was that Joe?
This is a perfect time to like plug the Patreon because, you know, if you were part of the chat, you'd see me do stuff like this all the time.
This is true. Yeah, listeners, you like what you hear? Yeah. You hear it every day, every night after 5 p.m.
Yeah. You can find out how shitty Joe's week was every week. It was regular shitty, super shitty, or buy a $100 guitar shitty. Are you going to beat that out? You want me to beat that out, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, nobody can hear you but me, but yeah.
Okay. John, you got to beep the price tag of that.
Oh, I got to beep the price tag.
Definitely beep. Yeah, let's mark that. Okay, that's like,
yeah. The IRS might be listening to this.
Wait, how do you know how much it cost? Did I tell you this already?
You said on the Patreon.
Jesus Christ! I gotta stop drinking so much.
Oh boy!
By the way, Joe. By the way, if we beep it out, people will just think higher and higher numbers.
Yeah, so beep it out. Yeah. It'll be hilarious.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
For the cost beep of a Ferrari, you too could have this guitar.
Hey, let me tell you something. With that guitar, you could have bought a Patreon subscription to the Super Hoopers for 100 years. Okay.
Yes.
That's how little the Patreon costs.
And it's worth every penny.
Sorry. That's right. So Joe says, fuck, man, I give up. I got nothing. Let's just talk Indy. Lakers falling apart. Do the Sixers actually have a chance to come out of the East And who's really in control of New York, Brooklyn, or the Knicks?
These are all things I actually would like to talk about.
All right. Okay, well, let's
All right, so let's talk about the Lakers. All right, so I'm going to start hosting now. Okay. Hey, guys. How's it going? Welcome. Welcome to the podcast. What do you think about the Lakers falling apart? Is LeBron, like, his ankle is never going to be healthy? So he says, right? He came out this week and said, somebody asked him about how his ankle is feeling. He said, I don't know if it'll ever be healthy again. It's not good news for the Lakers, right? They're not looking good. They lost last night to the Clippers. Mm-hmm. And they're vying for that play-in spot, which I think it's between them and the Blazers. And I'm looking at the schedule, and I think they actually have a harder end of season. The Lakers and Blazers actually play tomorrow. Or is that tonight?
I think they play tomorrow.
Tonight, sorry.
And they got to play my Knicks on mm-hmm. Tuesday. So
Not a gimme. Not a gimme. So I don't know. What do you think? Are the Lakers in trouble?
Yeah, obviously.
And how much joy should we take in this? Is the follow-up question?
Not enough joy available.
How much do we really trust LeBron's opinion about his ankle? He doesn't know much about medicine because he's not vaccinated. So that came out. That came out this week too.
That's true.
Schroeder totally threw him under the bus.
Schroeder was like, everyone on the team's vaccinated except me and Braun. So mm-hmm. Braun's an
Did Schroeder say why he wasn't vaccinated though?
I'm guessing because he's German.
Schroeder's wild, and I think in the same interview he was like, "Man, I really try to be careful because I don't want to go in the health and safety protocols again." Hey, my guy, there's a really easy way to take care of that. But in all seriousness, LeBron must be anti-vax because he came out before and he's like, "That's between me and my family." And then at this point in time, if he's not vaccinated, you know, come on. So,
but here's the thing: is there any chance that LeBron wouldn't have the other people unvaccinated? Like, if Caruso can't go to his sister's wedding, how does he get the vaccine if LeBron doesn't?
No, I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. LeBron is anti-vax. The only reason.
But I'm saying LeBron would say, I'm not getting the vax and no one else is allowed to as well.
No.
No.
I mean, I think, why would he say that?
He wouldn't let Caruso go to his sister's wedding. LeBron runs the place.
Yeah, he runs the place. But I mean, like, if you're an anti-vaxxer, it's not like you go around telling people not to get the vax. I mean,
oh,
I guess
you do. That is exactly what you do. You go and protest and tell people that they're crazy.
There's this whole thing on the internet. Like, it's called Facebook, where this is what people do all day long.
Like, you think AD actually thinks for himself? AD would do what LeBron would do.
Okay, then what is your explanation for LeBron not being vaccinated, John?
I think maybe Schroeder, I think it's like a fake story.
No, I think for sure. Because earlier in the year, they asked him if he was going to get vaccinated, and he said, that's between me and my family. Let me tell you something. If you're planning on getting vaccinated, and they ask you that, you say, yes, I'm getting vaccinated. If you're planning on not getting vaccinated, but you want to maintain your place as, like, this whatever, you know, like, that people look up to you and whatever, you say exactly what LeBron said. That's a private decision. So there's 100% chance that this story is real. Absolutely real. And, like, I think he's just deep on the conspiracy theories. I think LeBron's extra online, and he's like, deep on the anti-vax.
That's fine. I wish it was not becoming so publicized, because I'm not concerned about him not getting vaccinated.
Right.
Like, it's his influence. In a private way, he's a very rich person and he'll be fine. I'm more worried about, like, people hearing that he didn't get vaccinated.
Absolutely.
And then, like, not getting vaccinated themselves.
That's why he 100% deserves tons of criticism for this. He has, like, outsized influence.
Well, two things. One, he's not going around saying it.
True.
Right?
This is a story,
a leaked story, which obviously is translated through German on some website that... Did any of you guys actually look at the website?
No.
You
me?
Just, you just saw a blurb on the internet. And
I don't
said
think I'm allowed.
It. Yeah. And I don't... no, but you don't, you actually don't want to translate that. Yeah. And also, here's the other
thing. LeBron hasn't come out and denied it, John. So.
Oh, well then... Jeez, I mean,
if you're getting a bunch of shit for not being vaccinated and you've been vaccinated,
who's giving him shit?
Everybody's giving him shit. At least on the corners of the internet I go to, he's getting tons of hate.
I don't trust your corners. I don't trust. Well, your
okay,
corners.
As the text that it revealed is NBA Reddit. So he's getting
on Pinterest. On Pinterest,
Lakers Reddit too. Lakers Reddit, and I don't go on Twitter anymore. But I would imagine Lakers Twitter is very disappointed in him as well.
Oh, Lakers Twitter. They can't even fucking tell if a guy if the voice is real or not. Pitched up voice. They're looking at these shitty Photoshop. Here's the thing. We're getting this information from a group that can't tell a shitty Photoshop is a guy or a woman. Like, I don't know. I'm just saying I'm going to pause on this until he actually says something or we get a little more thing. I'd also say this. He might have got the vaccine a year and a half ago for all we know.
That's true too. Maybe he doesn't want people to know that he got it. Like,
yeah, you know, like if they were like Schroeder's, like, "Yo, did you get that vaccine?" He was like, "Nah, don't say anything, Schroeder." He could have had that. They could have mixed it in his HGH. I'm just saying, there's a lot of things that could happen
here. That's like our boy, our friend of the show, Randall Park, who got vaccinated like a year and a half ago. So
exactly. Like that's all I'm saying. Before we start calling this dude an anti-vaxxer, we need a little more info. I'm not saying he isn't. I'm not saying
he got the belt. He got the Balco vax.
Yeah, and you could tell if you told me LeBron James is hesitant about the vaccine, I would believe that. I would absolutely like. I think that's totally fair to assume. But until we really know, I'm going to wait. I'm just going to
wait. Look, perhaps the term anti-vaxxer is maybe not is too
strong. Loaded. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I would suggest the circumstantial evidence points to him not getting the vaccine and being hesitant about getting the vaccine, okay? And given his place and his role as a role model, I think he's rightly getting criticized until he comes out and says either I've got the vaccine or whatever, I plan on getting it or something like that. So, but back to the Lakers. I'm very concerned. A, AD's injured again. Mm-hmm. B, LeBron also seems he's out. He did not sit on the bench for the past two games. When Frank Vogel was asked about it, he said he's not here. Now, again, John, you could question this. I think the reason he didn't sit on the bench for those two games is he didn't want to answer questions about not being vaccinated. So those are the games that after the story broke, that after Schroeder snitched on him, those are the games he didn't show up to. So I think him being out there is just him ducking the media for the vaccine questions. But either way,
he might just be ducking the media for any questions about health, about Lakers are playing.
But
like,
we're also kind of glossing over the biggest news, which is Caruso's also out. So, that's the three best players.
That's right a blow. There. That's a blow, yeah.
But the way LeBron operates...
Yeah, the goose is finally cooked.
the way LeBron operates is he's so smart. He knows when his team doesn't have it. Like, you know, he quit on that Lakers team 2 years ago. He knows when they don't have it. All the signs are pointing to him realizing that this Lakers team doesn't have it.
He's
complaining about the play-in. Oh, we might end up in the play-in. Oh, I might never be healthy.
That's what I was going to say, too. He complained about, like, maybe my ankle is never going to be healthy again. We've never heard anything like that out of him. And I think this is just another, I'm not healthy, we don't have it. It's a smokescreen.
Contrast that to last year, where he had everybody locked in, as John mentioned, didn't let Caruso go to a wedding. He was feeding all these stories about how this championship and the bubble will mean more than any other championship when he realizes, okay, this team's locked in, ready to go. Contrast that to this season when we're getting all this stuff. So I think the Lakers are in trouble. I don't think they make it out of the first round. I think they probably make it through the play-in, but I don't think they make it out of the first round. I would put money on that.
By the way, Matt, I think you and I should both take like a minor victory lap, because this year is happening what we thought was going to happen last year. So I think we can still celebrate this, right, as a minor victory.
I would say that last year was a major L.
It was a little bit delayed. It was delayed gratification.
That's like Kurt, what's his name, who was like, why are we giving the All-Star are we selecting All-Stars based on this season?
Right. Should be based on last season. Yeah, all right.
Bro, whatever. Huh?
Yeah, I went to a casino and was like, hey, we hit black this time? Well, give me the money for last week when I bet it last week.
Yeah, Joe, I'll take a victory lap on. I was listening to the Brian Windhorst podcast, and Tim Bontemps.
Of course,
said,
he did.
Yeah,
Tim Bontemps was like talking about the Porzingis trade, and he was like, "Well, everyone thought it was a good trade at the time. No one was saying it was a bad trade." And I was like, "Ahem."
Oh boy.
Two thirds of the super hoopers called that a bad trade.
And it had nothing to do with me trying to talk myself into it.
Nothing at all.
Just my keen eye for talent.
Totally, definitely.
So that's a big W. But But yep. Speaking of L's, I mean, Jokic MVP. Is he a star yet, John? John, is he?
He's been a star. He's been a star. Yeah. Look, I'm correct. I don't know what else to say. He's gotten so much better. He's fit finally, and he's playing at an MVP caliber.
Fit in quotations.
Yeah, exactly. You guys were dubbing him the greatest player of all time when he was flabby, couldn't even make the playoffs.
Right, like, right.
And I said, give him a few years, and he'll turn into a great star because I have that vision, and it came true. So thank you. Thank you very much, guys.
Well, I think with the Jokic take and with these Lakers takes, I think what listeners need to know is at some point in time, the take will be correct. You either just have to wait a long time or retroactively apply
it.
What's next on your list, Joe? Philly? You want to talk about your...
Let's talk about Philly. Wait, did we finish the Lakers?
I'm just going to lie back and let you guys talk for a while. Yeah. Right. So,
just don't worry, Dave. Knicks are coming up. Philly. So what the hell was it? What, read me the question again that I sent to you.
Jesus Christ.
Are they real contenders, Joe?
Do the Sixers actually have a chance to get out of the East?
I don't know, man. I have my doubts. What do you guys think? I want to hear your thoughts, and then I'm going to give you my doom and gloom synopsis. Yeah.
They're the best team in the East. By a lot.
What do you mean by 2.5 games?
Okay, but they only have... If they end up in first place, which it seems very likely now, they would have to totally collapse... Right, and they have the tiebreaker over the Nets. they only have to beat one of the Bucks and one of the Nets to move on. That's true. The easiest path, and they'll have home court advantage. This is the year for the Sixers.
Ooh.
Because the Nets will eventually get healthy. Right?
Or will they?
We don't know. But
that's up in the air.
This is the year that who are the top teams we thought of? The Lakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Might not even make the fucking playoffs. The Nets, James Harden hasn't played forever. Durant's still kind of hurt. And they haven't gelled, right?
Lost four in a row.
They just lost four in a row. So really, it's them and the Bucks. And, you know, if you're worried about the Suns or Utah, I don't think there's going to be a better year. I'm not saying they're definitely going to win. I'm saying I don't know if there's going to be a better year than this year to win the championship. We saw that with Toronto, right? Toronto won because of a lucky path. This is so far the luckiest you could expect you would want for the Sixers. So, yeah, I think they could win it all.
To be honest with you, there's not a team in the West that scares me as much as Milwaukee right now.
I would agree with that.
Clippers don't scare me as much as...
I just feel like the Sixers, they just would match up well against any of these West teams.
And yeah.
The team I would be scared of if I were the Sixers is the Bucks. So...
Which I can't believe I'm saying. Because
I don't know. I think the one team that scares me is the Denver Nuggets.
I know they played well.
But Jokic...
They're playing really well.
They're playing insane. I'll say this. I think the Nuggets go to the finals.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Jokic is... Look at how he's playing.
They've only lost two games since Jamal Murray's out.
Aaron Gordon is playing great.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jokic, he's the MVP not because of default. He is better than everyone in the league right now.
He's a legitimate MVP.
I'm salty as fuck about it, but he's
legitimate MVP.
Okay, let's just get back to the East. I just want to see, I wasn't the host.
That's right. Yeah. Bite your tongue, young man. Here's It doesn't matter. It's fine. I totally forgot my train of thought. Let's go. What were you going to say, Matt?
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I fucking lost it just like that.
Oh, my God.
Did I mention it's been a long week?
So, for $4 a month, make sure you sign up for the Super Hoopers Patreon, where you can get this great content from Joe Borelli.
Maybe also, I should say, is there CBD is better for memory? Because I should definitely take that.
There's focus.
I'll tell you this. If you go to the CBD is better, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Part of the reason I'm such a mess this week is because do not take CBD is better for focus before you go to bed. Because you will lay awake at 3:30 in the morning and focus on not being able to go back to sleep.
What are you thinking? You got to take CBD. Is better for sleep.
Did you really take CBD as better for focus before bed, Joe?
It has caffeine in it.
A couple hours before. I know. Well, I needed to stay awake, and then I needed to go to sleep.
What is with people taking CBD as better products and not reading the fucking label?
Read the label. I'm here to tell you it works. CBD.
Joe, you're not young anymore. Better, you can't just take random drugs without reading the labels, okay?
Yeah, you're not young like me,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, this isn't like 30 years ago when you were in your 20s, you know?
By the way, happy birthday, John.
Hey, thank
you. Yeah, oh, yes, happy birthday,
John. Oh, yeah, hey, yeah, John.
CBD is better for old age.
What'd you do for your birthday? What'd you do for your birthday?
What did I do? We grilled. Grilled up a big steak.
You got the egg, baby.
I got the Komodo Joe egg. Yeah, yeah.
Love it.
They delivered the wrong one, but then they delivered the right one finally.
Very nice.
Went to McCall's. Dave knows what McCall's is. The best butcher in LA.
Great place.
And then grilled up a steak. And then had a good night.
Very nice. Yeah.
All right. Well, the question I was going to ask before Joe derailed us by trying to host the podcast. right now, pick a team. Who's coming out of the West? Who's coming out of the East? We'll start with John. You're saying Denver and Philly?
I think, is that what you're saying? And I'm not. I said it at the beginning of the season, and I'm sticking. It actually is holding up. Denver versus the Sixers in the finals.
Hmm.
Let's go. And I will say this. This is the, you know what my one take is? I think the Sixers should have gone all in for Kyle Lowry.
Mm.
This is the year. And even if you had to give up Maxey and a couple things, this might have been like Toronto where you had to just go for it. And I think if we had Kyle Lowry right now, we'd all be saying that they are definitely the favorites to win this thing.
Wasn't Tybal in the trade, though, too? Wouldn't they have to have?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they would have gotten rid of too many parts. But I'm saying this would have been the year to go all in because of all the chips that fell afterwards. This could be a Toronto year.
I agree with you if they had gotten. What's that?
Sorry. I was stunned that it didn't get done.
Seems like everyone was, including Toronto.
Malpractice on the Raptors, like, for not getting anything.
If they had gotten Lowry, I think this would be the year.
Yeah.
But as it stands, here's my thought from earlier. So remember when we went into the season, we went into this year thinking like they got to get off of what's his fuck, the center, and then they just got to make some moving parts happen.
Al Horford.
Thank you, Horford. I can't even remember his name. He's been gone for so long. They got to get off of Horford. They made that happen. They got Danny Green, and they got Seth Curry. Seth Curry. Thank you. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Seth Curry. Just cut all that shit out.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. In fact, I might play it twice.
Joe, you'll be real lucky if the price you were charging is beef. Let me tell you, you'll be real lucky.
Jesus Christ. Right? They get. By the way, that's not the real price. Just so you know, it's not the real price. No matter what anybody says, I'm never going to win the real price.
Well, now I don't have to beep it out.
Not listening to this at home,
Joe.
For sure.
Instead of the price, just give us how many months of daycare. How much does the Qatar cost?
I can't, because that will also give it away.
Oh no!
Yeah, but this is New York daycare, so like maybe like 15 minutes of daycare. Yeah,
it's close. It's close.
Yeah, pretty close.
What the hell was I talking about? Jesus Christ!
You were talking about the
Lowry trade.
The Lowry. They got the better Curry brother. They got the better Curry brother. But so all right, so we went into the season thinking like that was great, like. Morey made some great moves, but they're not a championship team. Everybody's like, they're going to fall short. It's fine. This is the first year with Daryl Morey. They have a much better cohesive team. They spread the floor. There's people that work better with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. They're going to get to the playoffs. Doubtful if they'll get out of the second round, but that's a win. Like, he didn't have to do much. Didn't have to give up much. He got off some money. He got some good players in. And it's a win right there. We all go into the season thinking, sure, if we get to the second round, it's going to be a great season. Now we're sitting in first place. People have championship aspirations. But let me tell you, that team did not change. That's the exact same team that everyone thought was going to bow out in the second round.
George Hill.
George Hill actually is going to help them a lot in the playoffs. Believe it or not.
I mean, probably.
But Joe, the team coalesced. Like, if the team made sense. Also, yeah, they have a new coach. It's not like they changed, they got way better players that fit better. And they got an incredible. We just talked about Dan Burke plus Doc Rivers. It's like they got championship.
And Embiid's playing better this year than he was last year.
Yeah, Embiid definitely took a step up. Other teams
aren't as good.
That's the big thing.
That's
true. Like, I would not. If the Lakers were healthy, we'd all be saying, "Oh, Lakers are going to sweep this thing."
Or the Nets. Right. Let's be honest. If the Nets were all healthy
and playing the way that we'd be like, okay, this is the finals. But it's
and
not,
by the way, right. If the Nets do get healthy and start playing together, they're going to go.
It's like game over.
Yeah, it's kind of over. Yeah.
The Nets are probably going to do what Miami did. Right? It took a year to gel. They figured it out. the three will play together. They'll get the complementary pieces that they need for those three, and then they'll be unstoppable. But well, so this is the year that I think the Sixers and Denver could do it.
In that respect, I do agree with you, but I still, like, Milwaukee has just, I know the Sixers played them twice in Milwaukee and they didn't have Embiid, they didn't have Simmons, they didn't have a lot of their guys, but that was two ass whoopings in a row. Like, they didn't even show up for those games. I don't know that there's really
Simmons. So
yeah.
I know. Well, they had Embiid in one of them, but I mean, like, there's limited amount of information you can take from that. But honestly, the Bucks kind of scare the shit out of me.
You're picking the Bucks, Joe?
I think I might be picking the Bucks.
Who are you picking in the West?
This I have no idea, because it was going to be the Lakers, but now that the Lakers probably aren't going to do it, I'm going to have to go with the Clippers. No, the Clippers are never going to make it. They're going to, playoff P is going to do playoff P. All right, maybe I'll go with the Nuggets. I'll go with John. I'll go with the Nuggets.
Okay, fine.
Well, there's four of us. John, like, wait, somebody's going to double
John's
up.
John's so mad right now.
I know. He's like, God damn it.
Dave, what's your picks? Knicks and who?
Oh, God. I think I'm going to go with just two teams that always blow it in the playoffs, just so I can hope for them to play each other in the finals. The Clippers and the Bucks.
Ooh. Damn. That's what I think, too. I think it's the Bucks. I mean, I really think Philly probably. I think Philly or the Bucks out of the East. It's hard for me to pick between those two. I think the Bucks may be rounding into shape, and I think Drew Holiday might be a real difference maker.
And P.J. Tucker, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drew is legit, man.
Drew's incredible.
He's such an incredible defender. It's not a, he's the reason I worry about the Bucks.
And Bryn Forbes is really good off the bench. Like, they're a deep team. They're really good.
The reason I worry about the Bucks beating Philly, honestly, is because Drew's going to take Tobias Harris completely out of the game. And then you have two people that can't shoot. So you're going to have Tobias and you're going to have Ben, and it's going to be all up to Embiid. I'm just saying, watch. Mark my words. I'm rooting for the Sixers.
Hey, come on, Danny Green in the playoffs? Come on.
Drew can't handle Tobias. Tobias is like 4 inches taller than him.
Are you kidding me? Did you watch the game, the actual first game when they played in Philly this year?
Nah, Tobias is going to body him. Watch.
All right. Do you want to put money on this? You want to put some CBD is better on this?
Yeah.
Damn. Joe trying to get that daycare money back.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't feed my child, goddammit.
Yeah, so I'm saying Clippers Bucks, even though I don't feel particularly solid about that at all.
If you could promise me a healthy Embiid, like Embiid full health, I would go Sixers Clippers. But with the West, I just don't. It's hard for me to trust these other teams. Besides, and I know the Clippers have flamed out spectacular last year, but I look at Denver and I'm like, okay, they still got a bad coach, like not a bad coach, but a mediocre coach, like, who might not make the adjustments.
I think I've actually come around on Mike Malone. I actually think he's a pretty damn good coach.
I think he's a good coach.
You haven't come around that far because you're still calling him Mike Malone. His name's Michael.
Michael Malone.
Very clear. He wants to be called Michael Malone. All right. Which is why I downgraded him. Come on.
Oh.
Mike is a way better name than Michael. All right. Come on.
Who are you picking?
I said Clippers Bucks, Clippers, but unless
oh,
you
Clippers,
can
Bucks.
Because
I don't know why are you guys into the Clippers? I feel like this Clippers team all year has done the thing where they like blow huge games. Like, what is instilling confidence that they're not going to collapse like they've always done?
I don't trust Utah.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Yep.
I don't trust Phoenix.
Yep. Nope.
Denver, I would pick. But again, I don't like the coach, and you know Jamal Murray being out has to matter at some point, and so that leaves the Clippers. Like, who else am I going to pick? I'm not going to pick Dallas.
You're taking Ty Lue as the coach.
Ty Lue won.
He's done it before.
Title.
I think
Ty Lue's underrated
with LeBron James over fucking
Kawhi though. Kawhi.
Pandemic P.
Well,
yeah, I like. I don't know. I would be tempted to pick Denver as well, but it's just I give a slight edge. It's like I think the Clippers probably have like a 25% chance of coming out of the West, and Denver has like a 20% chance. You know, it's not like I don't have the utmost of confidence in either of those teams. It's just it's wide open. I mean, this is going to be the most interesting playoffs since 2016, since Durant ruined the league. This by far is the most interesting playoffs. You know, last
I agree.
Playoffs
I have
just kind of. You know, whatever. Who cares? You know, whatever.
It doesn't count.
Playoffs last year. It doesn't count.
It doesn't count. It really doesn't count. Nobody
now,
cared about.
Of course,
ball. Sorry.
In the East, you know, Harden could just be like kind of playing up this hamstring, and it'll like all of a sudden he's magically back. Like one or two games before like the regular season's over, and like all of them are healthy, and they just blow everybody away.
I still don't trust that team. Like,
it's very possible.
I still
think it doesn't matter. Like, I'm sorry. At a certain point, it doesn't matter about gelling. It's different than the Heat situation, because like these are three like absolute like of the greatest players of all time playing together.
LeBron and D Wade.
No, I know, but like it's not the same to me.
Well, I mean, Kyrie is definitely the third.
The third piece in Miami was like not as good as Kyrie.
Fuck you! I will take Chris Bosh over Kyrie any day. Yeah, I'm sorry. Too.
He does a different role. He's a big guy, and he gets rebounds and will not need the ball in his hands.
And doesn't complain and doesn't burn incense on the sideline and doesn't disappear for 3 weeks at a time.
It gives me no joy to talk about that team in a positive way, because I fucking can't stand all of them. But like I just think that they'll blow everybody away if they're healthy.
If things stay the way they are right now, the second round, would that be New York versus Philly? I'm kind of confused.
Second round would be Knicks Philly.
Well, you need to see how everything shakes out.
Yeah.
You need to see how the 4, 5, 6 seeds shake out.
To Dave's point.
Who, me? Yeah. I have all the faith that the Knicks can get to the second round.
Same.
I mean, ideally, I would love for them to get to the second round and play the Nets in the second round and beat the shit out of them, like, and make sure that the Nets have to hobble into the Eastern Conference Finals. That would be ideal.
But see, this is my fear, is that they're going to do that to Philly now. They're going to beat the shit out of the Sixers. It's going to be physical.
Well, you guys are going to have the one seed. You have to hope that – I think that the Knicks have a very hard schedule for the rest of the way. But I have a gut feeling that the Knicks are probably going to slip down to the 5 seed. The Hawks will get the 4 seed. They'll stay in that 4-5 matchup, but Atlanta will start with home court advantage, and then you guys don't have to worry about playing them until the Eastern Conference Finals. So then you can worry about the Nets having to deal with them in the second round.
I want that so bad. I want that so bad. I can taste
so
it.
So does Adam Silver.
that brings up Joe's last topic. Who's really in control of New York? Brooklyn or the Knicks? Now,
what does that even mean?
Joe, I think we talked about...
Go ahead.
Yeah, Joe, you live in New York.
So. Do you ever go outside? Have you ever left your apartment to see? I mean,
it's not in the last answer. Year and 14 months, no.
The question seems obvious to me. Are you seeing a lot of Brooklyn fans out there? Or like, what's
no, and I live in Brooklyn. There are no fucking
That's
Brooklyn
my point. Fans. Why is this a question? The Knicks are in New York. Come on.
I think we talked about this. I think we talked about this on the online on the chat, right? Like, what? I know the Knicks run the city now. What happens if the Nets actually go on and win the championship, and all these kids that are in Brooklyn, you know, and around New York, see them win this championship when they're little, and they grow up to be Nets fans? Like, and the Knicks haven't been.
You know how
many
people
years.
That would have to apply to for the fan base to overtake the Knicks fan base? The Knicks fan base is worldwide. It's like it's one of the biggest fan bases in sports. Like, this is so ridiculous. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
I mean, honestly, if we're worried
about like kids growing up and being like a fan of the Nets, I don't think that's the case. I think they're just going to grow up and be fans of players and like not give a fuck about any team, really.
Yeah, it'd be like if the Clippers win this year. It's still a Lakers town.
Yeah, that's like, true. Come on. It's just like, granted. The Lakers have won many championships, and the Knicks have won two 50 years ago. So that's the difference. But
so what? But I mean, what if like, the Knicks? What if the when's the
fan base is the fan base was rabid when like.
But what if
fucking
the Knicks,
Lou Amundsen was starting for them? You know,
when was the last time the Knicks won a championship?
70.
All right. Yeah. So what if the Nets now win 3 in a row? And like. It happened with the Bulls. Like, everybody around the world was like, oh my God, Michael Jordan, we love him, blah, 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 blah.
These three guys who can't all stay healthy in a single year,
I'm just giving a for instance. You know how many fucking, like, I've seen more Golden State merch in Brooklyn than I have Brooklyn Nets stuff.
I think you just proved your point.
Like, No, but I'm saying...
I mean, it proved our point.
Right now, but I'm saying, like, what happens if they actually go on and do it? And
it's generations of, like families passed down the Knicks fandom, which is the only reason why people have stayed Knicks fans the last 20 years. Exactly. Like, you know,
I guess that's
like,
my point.
These are
I don't see
stubborn,
it happening.
These are stubborn people. I mean, these are people who have lived in an awful city and decided, I'm staying here. I'm not going to move, even though everything about this city is terrible. Like, they're never going to give up the Knicks. It's
Matt,
not gonna happen.
You've never even been to New York, have you?
I've been there twice.
Matt's just mad because, like, every corner smells like his sink.
Burn. Shit, that was
burn.
Good. Just end the podcast. That was that's it.
No. We gotta keep going through the text thread. Come on.
All right, go ahead. Let's keep going through my embarrassment.
I gotta deflect.
Yeah,
else.
Yeah, yeah. You can't end on a high note here, Matt.
Sorry. You might have heard the ambulance in the background over here. It's on the way to Long Beach to get you, Matt. Don't worry.
Is it the third-degree burn victim unit?
Yeah.
Jesus. All right, go on.
My kids are interrupting me.
Kids?
You got multiple kids? How many
kids? Huh?
Oh.
Hold on. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, jeez.
All right. It's okay. We'll keep talking. What are we talking
about? Okay. So, like, what's the X factor for the Sixers? Like, like, is it Danny Green or, like, is it Seth Curry? Like, who's the X factor, bro?
Honestly, it's our bench. If our bench actually shows up and plays, like, we're good. We blow these games when the bench is just whack. And that's the part that kind of sucks about this year is our bench is young. I think in a year or two, they'll be, like, really, really solid.
I like Shake.
Yeah, Shake, Thibault, Matisse, Furk, all these guys will be good in a year or two. I think we'll be kind of like Toronto where your bench is, like, super solid. Problem is, James Harden might be healthy next year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and then, right. then mm-hmm. Maxi being slightly better is not going to help you.
No. Sure.
All right. We get Matt back?
Yeah, sorry. I accidentally stole a keyboard from my wife.
Oh, gosh. In-laws moving
in
now.
Send that ambulance to the curb outside the house, not...
That's kind of like where it normally will park.
Yeah. The ambulance doesn't drive into the living room.
Ding dong.
I don't know.
Sorry, I said the ambulance. Hello. I said the ambulance, not the high C man.
Oh, yeah. It's a Kool-Aid man, not the high C man.
Sorry, Kool-Aid.
It's a
Kool-Aid man.
Hey, Matt, if the paramedics are constantly coming over in the middle of the day to visit your wife, you got different problems.
You might need some CBD is better for boners. It's like...
CBDisbetter.com, promo code Hoopers, 20% off.
Promo code Hoopers. Then Joe says, maybe we can play guess which team that guy plays on now.
Yeah, don't. Okay. Don't. Right. It's just an embarrassment. Because after you shot me down, I was like, I'm not even looking this up. Fuck it.
Then he has another idea. He says, how
I mean,
about...
NBA on TNT stole this from us, so...
They've
been doing that with
Shaq.
Did you
guys really do this first? Did it just seep into my brain?
We did this years ago.
God, I'm the worst. I'm sorry.
How about...
I apologize to all of your audience.
Example.
See, after...
Draymond or
the
Dwight
reason
Howard?
The reason I started thinking about this is because Matt kept shooting everything down that I said, so I was like, you fucking dick. I was like, who's the bigger dick?
All right, what podcast does this guy host now? All right, first one, Joe Borelli. What podcast does he host now?
I don't know. I don't even know.
I wasn't shooting them down, Joe. I was.
You were just.
I was,
you were flaming me, man. It was
no. There's been no evidence today in this last hour of you shooting down these ideas, man. You've been supportive of these
totally,
ideas from
totally
day
supportive.
One.
Joe.
Whenever I need me,
just,
a,
it's
need
just
to
like,
pick me
it's
up.
Like
I just
you and Jokic. I just wanted Joe to be better. Okay. When he ascends to host status, you know, I'll give him the MVP. Anyways, I don't know. That's about it. That's about it. He says at one point, though, he says, listen, I've been awake since 3:30. Not much is making sense to me, right?
Exactly.
Dude, There's literally a CBD is better for sleep.
Mm-hmm. I took the wrong one. CBD for focus. Do not take it. You'll just focus on why you can't sleep.
Don't take the sleep one right before it's something.
You have to go to work.
Right before you have to operate Joe's, heavy machinery.
Joe's like, I took CBD for partying.
And don't take three Delta 8s assuming they're CBD pills, okay?
Is that what happened?
Not to Matt. No comment.
Jesus Christ. I got to hear this story later.
All right. I've reached the end of the text thread.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
Hey, right. In a roundabout way, it turned out to really work.
It really?
You know?
Yeah.
You know.
Roasting your ideas was really they were the perfect ideas.
It was probably either that or Matt writes dumb jokes for me to read. So
I kind of miss.
Yeah, we do need to bring back the Blue Wire Collar Comedy Tour.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah, we do need to bring that back. We'll bring that back. We'll bring that back in the summertime. That'll be a good.
Yes.
Shout out to Beefs, guys. Shout out to Beefs. Unless there's something else you guys want to talk about, we didn't really talk about. We can talk about the plan next week. We can talk about the plan.
I got a beef. I'll try to keep it short. Seems like I did a big mistake today, and I went on Twitter. And today seems to be Sixers taking a victory lap on the process for some reason. Today of all days. I don't know why, but everyone seems to be writing about it.
That's pretty much Sixers Twitters.
Yep. Yeah. And I would just say this, even though I picked them to go to the finals, don't take a victory lap until something happens.
Please.
Because literally nothing has happened to go on and claim that the process has worked. Yes, we're in first place, but we don't have the most wins in the league. Like, Utah doesn't take a victory lap for whatever plan they had. The Suns, of all places, aren't taking a victory lap for what they've done. Why? Because they haven't accomplished shit. We've done nothing. Look, I'm for the process. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not going around saying, oh, look, it worked. Remember when everyone said that about Markelle Fultz and he became a fucking laughingstock? Like, So Sixers fan, keep your mouth shut. And let's be honest with it. The reason the process worked was Joel Embiid broke his foot and fell to three, and then we drafted him. If not, he'd be in Minnesota being terrible, or Minnesota would be good, whatever. But we'd have Andrew Wiggins and Jahlil Okafor, and we'd be talking about thinking like, yeah, don't go bragging about this thing being great when it's really, you know, look, it's working out, but like, eh. Let's also take a note, because one thing that's really pissing me off is Sixers fan keeps saying like, oh, but look what OKC's doing. They're tanking blatantly. Why isn't the league on them? Why? Because they've won more than twice the games that we did. They have 20. The fucking Houston Rockets, sorry, Lucas, a disgrace of a team right now, has 60% more wins than we did when we were at our worst. And we're only playing 72 games this year. So, like, you know, I think the people that said, like, hey, maybe you could have probably won, like, 15 games that year. I think that's a valid argument. I think you could have had at least one or two real players on the team and probably ended up the same place as you.
The draft odds were changed because of them, and that's part of the reason why I think we're seeing teams like a little more comfortable with winning a game here or there.
I think we also don't realize how bad the Sixers were. Like, we literally had our coach being at the start of the season, our coach was complaining to the media being like, why don't I have a point guard? Like, I literally don't have a professional point guard, like, healthy point guard on our team. So, like, everyone just chill out.
Let's win the championship first
before we start bragging about how smart we were.
I do think, though, like, as bad as the Sixers were, as obvious as they were tanking, is like, they were doing all the steps to just lose games to get... They still didn't sit their best play. They at least had to offer a reason why guys weren't playing. And with... OKC, they're just like, no, he's we don't need him. He's winning us games. We're just gonna sit him. Come on.
Al Horford fucking sucks and he's lame. Yeah.
But
and
Al Horford like was winning them games.
Yeah, I'd be like, Al Horford's a bum. No one likes Al Horford. Get out of here. Go back to Boston. That's what I would say.
Here's what's different about the OKC thing too, is
this is year one. The Sixers did it for 3 years.
That's true.
OKC, yeah. I think year one, and everyone knows what's going on, and OKC also said, by the way, we're just not having fans in the stadium this year. You know, doesn't matter how many people get vaccinated. We're just no fans. So this is the year of the tank. They're tanking blatantly. Who knows?
And this is the year to do it too, right? Because
yeah, no fans. Who knows if Shea's really injured or not? But I mean, like, there's a big difference between telling your fans 1 year tank, we got all these billion picks, versus the third year. And also, I think it should be noted with that Sixers team.
I think Shea is actually hurt. He has a plantar fascia thing now. Yeah. So it's actually more serious than I thought. So,
but I think it's fine to watch a losing team if you're a fan, if you're like watching guys develop. On that Sixers, I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but were there any guys that weren't the Sixers playing like G League players?
Yeah.
So it's like there was not even anything to root for.
Some of those guys went on to have NBA careers. Don't ask me their names.
Well, I mean, Covington.
There's a few of them still around.
Covington. No, but my point is like if you're watching, I'm trying to think of a team. Like if you're watching the Wolves this year, okay? Like at least you can talk yourself into Anthony Edwards. Hey, I'm watching Anthony Edwards. Like, I'm gonna see him develop. I'm gonna see him get good. You know, it's like the Sixers were trotting out like guys who were realistically not gonna be on the team the following year or 2 years from then. You know, if you're watching Embiid develop, and maybe by that third year, I might be wrong. Maybe by that third year, Embiid was playing, and so you were watching a bit of Embiid. But I don't know. I don't think the OKC is comparable to what the Sixers were doing.
No. Yeah. Also, Sixers lost the first 19 games.
Yeah,
that's the thing. That was always my issue with it. It's like, have a couple vets. Like, we've seen it. I mean, you can watch Maxey today be like, oh man, George Hill, what a great vet, teaching me how to play. Danny Green, teaching me how to play. I'm so much better with these vets. And that was the knock. Like, they had no vets, and it was kind of look, there's been books written about how much of a shit show it was. Like, we don't need to defend it.
They didn't have to be so bad.
Yeah. They didn't, that's the thing. You don't have to be like embarrassingly bad. Like, you could have won 13 games. Joe kind of prepped. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he didn't follow through. You'd be like, you know what? Joe, at least, you know, he did send out a couple texts. So, like,
he showed up. Right.
He showed up, sort of, on time ish.
You know? I'm always on time.
Yeah. We'll see if he hit record on his end. But, like, we could do another round of Joe. But,
Yeah.
Brutal.
I was shout out to them. Oh, but also, I think it's also important that with the Sixers taking a victory lap on Twitter, do they not remember the last time they took a victory lap?
I know, right?
The Markelle Fultz trade? Do these people have no shame?
Literally, I mean, like, the same. Are they literally the same people? The dumbest fan base.
Great detectives.
Great detectives.
Excellent.
When it comes to snitching, they are the best. Maybe that was the thing with the Lakers. Maybe everyone knew they just don't snitch. They're code of the streets. Mm. They were like, we know that dude is pitching his voice, but like, yo, man, hey. Hey, I'm going to look the other way. No snitches.
The Lakers, the snitches are on the team. The snitchers play for the Lakers.
That's right.
That's how that franchise operates.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sam Presti, GM of the Thunder, for coining the term future tanking. I don't know if you saw that interview where they're asking about it.
No.
He was like, what is tanking? And so, you know, we've traded some guys out for future picks. And, you know, he's like, I don't like the term tanking. If a team like the Nets trades away all their future picks, aren't they future tanking? Aren't they tanking the future? Mm. Should we criticize them for future tanking?
I like that. Smooth.
Yeah. Is it possible that Presti's actually smarter than Sam Hinkie? Is that what's
Presti's
really going
smart,
on here?
Presti's a smart GM.
He's fucking smart. Yeah.
Okay. Hinkie has mastered the art of sounding smart. I don't know how smart Hinkie is, but he does sound smart.
He does a really good job of that.
It's like, this is how I feel about Matt every time I listen to the podcast, and then I talk to him. I'm like, you know what? He got me again.
Well, it's like Hinkie's really good. Like most cult leaders, it's about sounding smart, believing in it, accomplishing nothing, and then disappearing, and having your followers, if anyone questions it, lash out at you and tell you you're dumb, even though time and time again, you've been proven wrong. That's how cults work.
Hinkie is a cult leader.
He's solving email right now. Don't worry. I mean, seriously, like the guy has no time for basketball. Like, come on, bro. Like,
He started a VC. He started a VC, John. We should go pitch him. Let's go. We should come up with a product and we go pitch him. So,
yeah.
Can I help? I'll do absolutely nothing. I'll be there on time, though. I promise.
Here's a
no,
pitch.
No, 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 Joe. Here's how you help. Joe, here's how you help. You pitch right before us.
Oh, so, all right. Yes. There you go. By comparison, to whatever you cannot do. Lose.
Yeah.
And just spend the whole meeting saying like, oh, okay. No. What's the guy's name?
Joe will be like, oh, I'm sorry. This sounded better. Oh, I lost my train of thought.
What was I saying?
That door. Never mind. Door's still in its hinges.
I'll just show myself out.
Oh, Mr. Hinky, I'm the one here pitching. No. I know what I was gonna pitch. I know what. Don't
lost just, it. Totally lost it.
Stop interrupting me, Mr. Hinky.
Shout out to you guys for making sure that everyone knows I'm an idiot. So good job.
Hey, we love you, Joe. We love you.
Oh, I know. It's nothing but love.
You make everything so much. As Adam said on the text thread, you are the most developed character. You are the most developed persona.
I still don't understand what he meant by that, but I guess that's why it's funny.
You're a character with like real traits. Yeah. Like everyone
just
knows.
The fact that you don't understand it just proves his point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Also, like, don't give us credit for something so easy.
Yeah,
you know, this is like drafting Ben Simmons number one. Like, come on, this is easy. Mm-hmm. You don't get credit for that.
Yeah.
All right. I don't really have anything else.
Shout out to Beef Joe. You got anything to beef with? Any door frames you need to beef with? Or?
Yeah, there's a couple doors got in my way recently.
Yeah.
Beefing with him. No, I'm good. But Matt, if you ever need to know how to actually do any handyman stuff, just call me. Seriously.
Are you the handyman?
Didn't you see the door I put back on the hinges?
Out of necessity. Yes.
I was yelling at my phone when I was listening to the podcast. Like, why didn't you just fucking text me? I could have told you how to do this.
Oh man. Okay. I'm gonna ask you,
Matt. Do you have any Matt the Tool Time Taylor, Tool Man Taylor? any things you've learned from the YouTube about how to use a hammer or the difference between a nail and a screw?
I demoed a vanity the other day. I felt like a real man. So there's this guy that he lived next street over from us growing up. We would go by there as teenagers and kids, and he built canoes with his bare hands out of wood, right? We always looked up to this guy. My brother started hanging out with him. Basically, he taught my brother everything he knows about woodworking and making stuff, right? And so that guy is like the guy who – you know, who's going to the house with me to help out, like redo the house. He's become good friends with my brother. He basically works for my brother now. But he's like 70 now. Anyways, I felt like he like handed me a hammer and he handed me a chisel and he's like, I want you to take out this vanity. And it was like, I was a real moment for me because I did it by myself. I took the hammer. I took a hammer to the vanity. Turns out it's much easier to destroy than create. So I just
I was going to say, are you bragging that you just like took a hammer and beat the shit out of something?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
As Joe has proven by hosting this podcast, it's easier to destroy.
Yeah, destroy things with your bare hands like Joe does, like a real man, okay?
Or with your voice. Talk to me. I do it all the time.
It was fun. And then it's great. The guy Tim came by and he was like, "Oh, nice job,
good smash."
His name is Tim. Yeah,
Tim the Canoe Man Taylor.
Don't know his last name actually. It might be Taylor.
That would be too good.
But
I don't think so, Matt.
That's I like that. He's a man of few words. He also doesn't eat either, which is kind of interesting. So,
is this Wilson? Does he stand behind a fence and you can't see the top of his head?
You can only see the top of his face.
he seems like he survives on about like 18 cigarettes a day. Like he doesn't.
Oh my god! Okay.
Based on my experience with him. But anyways, that's all I've learned. I demoed a vanity. I put up a motion detector because you know the mail thief. You know, mail thief's always up to something.
Sure.
That's about it. Installed a toilet, but Tim did that. I just mostly held the toilet, so I don't have no idea how that happened.
I did have a random question for you guys right before we came on. I thought of it because I was going to do the introduction. And I was going to introduce Feudy as the only guy that's worked with. Who the hell did you work with again this week?
Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ.
I was just going to say, what are the odds Joe forgets the question? Joe forgets the question before he even asks it?
One of the biggest movie stars of all time.
Don't get old, kids. Yeah. With Will Ferrell.
Did There you go.
There you go. So, and yes. Then it brought me thinking, like, who's the most famous person you guys have ever met?
Most famous person I've ever met.
Huh. Yeah. Go ahead.
Does my close personal friend Randall Park count? Jesus or my Christ. Other no. or my wife's no. close personal friend Ali Wong count? Do those count as, I mean, just like somebody that I could just call on the phone and just chit chat with?
Does no, just met. Just met. Just met. It's... John, you must have met
I was
some...
in the I was in the same room with Keanu Reeves. I didn't meet him, but we were like really close to each other. So
okay.
Yeah.
The most famous person there's a couple, but I would say the most famous
Michael
I've
Jordan?
Actually.
Didn't you mean Michael Jordan?
Well, I wouldn't say I met him. I was at his party and I was close to him. I was security pushed
there's
me.
It's a me and Keanu situation.
You were also at someone's party that we can't mention, right? Who may or may not be hosting a late night comedy show this week.
Yeah. Very little conversations with him. Oh, maybe a little. I'd say the most famous person that I had a real serious conversation with was Taylor Swift.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's really? A good one.
Yep.
That's
at a good wedding, one. At a that's wedding. And I told her that because of my wife, I was the luckiest man in the world. And she just
she's
looked
like,
at me with dead eyes. I talked to, because her friend knew my wife. They had hung out the week before at the bachelor party. And then I was talking to her and I was like, yes, like, you know, I love my wife. And I was like, yep, she's the reason I'm the luckiest man in the world. And Taylor Swift looked at me and she said, was dead inside. I was just like, you had no feelings whatsoever.
Yeah. John,
that's the worst pickup line I've ever heard.
Yep.
Every one of her songs are about like how like men like let you down and are scum.
I know.
And, like,
yeah. I was. I'm not gonna lie. I listened to her following album, hoping you know maybe that like you know she wrote about that experience. Little, you know, like
talk you about know,
just be like, wow, like what's it like to meet someone who's in love with someone else or luckiest man in the world?
She's on a podcast right now, answering the same question. She said, "You know what? I think it was Ron Halfway. I think,
Ron Halfway, yeah.
From the Blue Wire Collar Comedy Tour.
Yeah.
You know,
she was on the Super Flight, right? Is that what Podchi's hosting now?
Yeah.
She took no joke though. Joe got huge guests on the Super Flight. Joe used
this
to.
Is true. I did. I got big guests on the Super Flight because I was prepared then, and I actually used to do the work. Yeah.
Oh, you were? Didn't you have to restart the podcast with a certain NBA writer?
What, the Superflight? What are you talking about?
Didn't you
say
that?
Oh, no, I know. No. I didn't I just cut that part out. I got really nervous. Sorry. Listen, all right. So for everyone that wants to know, I had Ben Golliver on. I fucking love Ben Golliver. I got really nervous. I just like stumbled over my words. He's like, it's okay. Just keep going. He was like, I was like, I'm so
is he the most famous person you've met? Is Ben Golliver the most famous?
It's either Drew Barrymore or Steve Martin.
Oh, that's. Oh, those are great ones.
Mm-hmm,
great.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you meet them?
You know, galleries, dude.
Gallery
life. Yeah.
Wait, I thought we weren't allowed to reveal your job. That was one of the rules on your last.
Okay. We don't know what kind of gallery.
Wait. Galleries is a restaurant in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
It's actually just Joe's a host at Galleries.
Galleries Cafe.
Galleries Cafe. Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it's actually just a restroom.
Joe's the bathroom attendant.
I'm the bathroom attendant.
And Drew Barrymore was like, "Why the fuck is there a guy in the bathroom?
Why does he keep apologizing? Because he can't wash my hands right."
Yeah. But by the way, by meeting Drew Barrymore, I mean I held the door for her on the way out, and she's like, "Thank you." I was like, "You're welcome." Okay. So that's good. I don't know. Okay. And Steve Martin.
I think
Steve Martin's great.
Steve Martin's amazing. Yeah.
The most famous person I probably met was Bill Simmons.
Jesus Christ! Geez. Oh, cut this out.
Yeah,
cut
it sucks to be you.
Would you say Bill Simmons is probably more famous than Randall Park? Do you think, or who's more famous, Bill Simmons?
Oh yeah,
I guess.
That's tough.
I think that everybody knows Randall Park when they see him, but nobody knows.
Right, that's fair.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They don't know Randall's name.
More people would like
you know, regular, like the masses would recognize Randall easier than recognizing Bill Simmons, I think.
Right, but they'll recognize Bill Simmons' name before they recognize Randall Park.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, I met Bill Simmons, and first thing I said to him, I said, "Hey man, I'm a Lakers fan, but not really. I'm kind of a Fairweather fan." And it was like, he just didn't know what to say to that. Like, he's not encountered a Lakers fan or someone who just openly admitted that they were a Fairweather fan of a team.
I mean, it is shocking, to be fair. Who admits that?
And he said, let me talk to you about Russell Westbrook. I really like the J.R. Smith video game. I think we could do Westbrook one. He's like, Westbrook, it's like him against the whole world. Yeah, do that. All right, see ya.
And like, that was literally it. And he just like walked out. And I was like, okay, cool.
Wait, he really said that to you?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that was pretty much conversation was about doing video game parodies for The Ringer. And like, he was adamant about a Russell Westbrook.
You pitched to him. Hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
I thought it was just a random encounter. I didn't realize you.
No, I briefly, very, very.
Yeah, it was at the blackjack table.
So we've learned that Matt actually has to make appointments to meet people.
very briefly.
Yeah, fair enough.
Very briefly made videos for The Ringer for about a 2 month period before they fired me, basically.
Go ahead, John.
Damn, you should have got that equity for that Spotify sale.
I just would have asked to be paid in shares instead of, you know.
Well, I did ask Carmelo Anthony to come on the Superflight once in person.
Oh, that's
really
right. That's right.
Yeah. He asked me what the name of the podcast was.
I'm impressed. Good for you.
Yeah.
I hate doing that.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I just happened to be going to lunch and he was running down the street because he was exercising at down at the docks.
You stopped him just in the middle of the street?
Well, he was walking by and everybody's like, Melo, Melo's like, hey, this was the second time I saw him. I was like, Melo, I'm a big fan. He like actually shook my hand. Mm-hmm. He's like, dude, if you ever want to come on a podcast, just let me know. He's like, I'm done doing podcasts, man. But yeah, Matt makes fun of me for this all the time, but you got to shoot your shot.
Hey, I appreciate it. He then
asked me what the name of the podcast was. And I was like, all right, dude, here. So,
and you're like, oh God. Okay.
I forgot. Oh, it's something.
I think I actually did forget for a second.
I know this.
Superman. Wait. No, yeah, Flight of the Conchords. It's
probably not going to surprise you guys, but I actually forgot my own name once in a social setting.
Good Lord.
I cannot handle pressure. I can't do it. I can't. Sorry. Go
I feel
on.
Like that's probably lost a good place to stop.
Yeah, oh, that's a good place. Good all right. Okay.
Joe, thank you as always.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. Joe. Great. Good time
Thanks
as always.
On. Being a good sport.
Love you guys.
Great sport. All right. Until next week, keep hooping.
Keep hooping.
Have you ever been to a volcano when it was erupting?
You're now listening to Super Hooper.
They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
Super Hoopers! Can you dig it? Super Hoopers!
That's what you say, bro.
We just formed a fucking wall!
Super Hoopers!
I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
Super Hoopers!
That's terrible.